This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers, angels as great as Jibreel are saying, glory be to you, we have no knowledge except what you taught us. And one of us, he may not know even the adab of using the bathroom. You see him so arrogant, so pushy of his chest. When a person tries to tell him, brother, no, it's not like that. Allah says this. The Prophet says this. The scholars are saying this. So, no, I don't need to know that. Or I know better. There are people like that. The angel said, Subhanak, glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you taught us. And that's why, alhamdulillah, in any introduction for a dars, you hear a person saying, La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Oh Allah, we have no knowledge except what you taught us. It's very important, it's very humbling to say that. Innaka anta al-'alim al-hakim. And then Allah used two of his attributes. Oh Allah, you are perfect in knowledge and you are perfect in wisdom. May Allah give us knowledge and wisdom. Because knowledge by itself is not enough, by the way. Knowledge by itself is not enough. You need wisdom besides it. Knowledge and wisdom. I give you a story to understand this. There was a young man who went to study from a sheikh. And he lived with him for many, many years. To the extent that anything Allah taught that great scholar, except that he gave it to him. He has hidden nothing. So that man was cloning in terms of knowledge, not physically. Here. He passed on every knowledge that Allah gave him to that man. So he quizzed him. He asked him questions and he found him very good. Everything he asked, he got it. And the kid, after the sheikh said to him, now you are alim. He said, okay, sheikh, I need to go home. I miss my family. I've spent years with you. I'm going back to my family. The sheikh said, not yet. I taught you knowledge. You need something else. Stay with me 6 more months. He said, no, sheikh, I'm sorry. He kissed his head. He said, forgive me, I need to go. I miss my mother, I miss my father. The sheikh said, you need 6 months. Anyway, somehow, the student convinced the sheikh. The sheikh said nothing. He let him go. He said, okay, my son, since you want, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed you. I'm very happy that Allah put whatever He put in my heart and mind, in your heart and mind. Go. The kid now is zealous. He's strong. He's shabab. You know, youth. He entered a city before he arrived to his city. And it was Jum'ah. So he had to pray Jum'ah. He stopped by the masjid. He prayed Tahiyyat Masjid. And he was listening to this khatib who was standing here. And people were listening. And that khatib was saying everything wrong. Everything wrong that khatib was saying. Antara ibn Shaddad. You know who's Antara? Antara ibn Shaddad. Antara is a poet. But because he's famous, he was saying, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He has never seen the Prophet. He died before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the man is there. And people say, radiyallahu anhu. You know, people didn't know. I mean, they have full... And then, he's saying everything wrong. The kid couldn't tell you, khalas, it's wrong. I mean, and people, nobody correct him. So and every bid'ah, he was doing everything wrong. And people were like, Allahu Akbar, takbir. All right. That kid couldn't keep quiet because if you know something wrong and you'd be quiet on it, you're wrong. And Allah will hold you responsible in the day of judgment. He stood up and he said, fear Allah. He stood up in the middle of the masjid and he told the khatib, long beard, big turban, big stick, looks really like a real scholar. And he told him, fear Allah, brother, what you're saying is wrong. The sheikh looked at his buddies, he said, Take good care of the kid. You know, be hospitable to him. Take him to the masjid. So they took him behind the masjid. They taught him a lesson. They beat him up. Miskin, I just try to correct you. I'm being beaten. Yes. He went back to the sheikh. Sheikh, look what they have done to me. Bruises everywhere. Everywhere. The sheikh told him, didn't I tell you, my son, that alhamdulillah, you are amply qualified knowledge-wise, but you need wisdom. I told you to stay. He said, sheikh, now I should have listened to you. He said, okay, stay with me 6 more months. The sheikh focused now on the wisdom, how to change things, how to speak against injustice, how to do things. Okay. 6 months, the same student went deliberately to that village where he was beaten. And he disguised himself this time. And he sat down. The same khatib, the same people. The same khatib who, he's saying worse this time. Almost kufr on the minbar. He's saying even shirk. And suddenly, the student jumped. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! The people said, what? He said, I found him, finally. He said, who? He said, this khatib. Do you know this khatib? Because they are ignorant, they don't know. He who takes one hair from his beard, one piece of cloth will enter Jannah. And that's what they heard. He who managed to take one hair, if you take one hair from that person, you will enter paradise. The people, that's what they want. They jump on him, they start pulling his clothes, beating him up, and they start pulling his hair. They got rid of him. Now, who's supposed to be there? The most knowledgeable. And the most knowledgeable among them was the student. So he started standing up and teaching people, and he brought them to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Meaning, the story goes that knowledge in itself is not enough. There is a wisdom of changing things. We don't agree with the way he did it, anyway. But it's a way of changing the munkar. For example, you may know a lot of things, but ya akhi, saying the truth in a certain manner may break. For example, a wedding, a marriage, there is a problem between husband and wife, and they are about to break. Not anything the wife says about her husband and not anything the husband says about his wife during the counseling, you say it. No. You may break everything. There are certain things you focus on and certain things you don't even mention. Just so that you keep the peace and alhamdulillah. And just Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, he never touched this is the wisdom. He was teaching the companions what? Tawheed, oneness of God, right? Did he touch the idols of Quraysh? Did he touch them? No. At all. Until he came back victorious. When there was no reason now for these idols to stay there. And when he destroyed them once for all. That's it. It's never going to be back that idols will be inside the Kaaba or around the Kaaba forever. When some of the companions used to tell him, O Messenger of Allah, allow us to fight back. He used to even get mad. He said, no. Lam nu'mar. We are not commanded yet. It's not wise. Because it's in Mecca. Once you leave Mecca, that's different. Once you become strong, when you become powerful, once you have an army, it's different when you are just weak. You can't do that. So these are things, brothers, that I just want to highlight the example of wisdom. Allah is wise. When He tells us to do something, not only He knows it, but He's wise. He's wise.